The wonderful thing about theater is the element of surprise. And nothing has been more of a delightful surprise than The Liar, the latest production for Henley Street Theater at the Gottwald Playhouse in downtown Center Stage. See, the play is based on a 1643 play, La Menteur, by Pierre Corneille, the very first important comedy in the French language. This predates even Molière, perhaps the greatest writer of comedies pre-Jerry Lewis. The play was adapted by David Ives, who is no slouch of a playwright himself, and he has updated some of the language while maintaining its pace and charm. The laughs come so fast and furious that the house rocks from opening to well after the footlights are dimmed. Yes, there are actual footlights, as director James Ricks has done his damnedest to include plenty of old-fashioned touches as a nod and a wink to us constant theatergoers. The play is convoluted, as some comedies tend to be, but in a thumbnail, the hero is incapable of telling the truth. His servant cannot tell a lie. There are two beautiful women that become the objects of desire, an old friend who loves one of the women, mistaken identity, and twin sisters played by the incredibly funny Stacey Reardon Hall. It's a little bit of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night with a little bit of Disney's Parent Trap thrown in. The good one, starring Haley Mills, not the remake. Matt Mitchell is hysterical as Durante, the title lawyer. From the moment he prances onto stage in his medieval finery and hires David Clark to be his faithful servant Cliton to his final bows, he is in complete control. They quickly meet two beautiful women played by Irene Kuykendall and Olivia Luna. Trouble is, Durante's friend Alcip, played by Kyle Butler, is in love with Clarice, and Durante is pretty sure he's in love with her, but has her name wrong. Add Tyler Weaver as Feliste and Michael Hawke as Durante's father Geront to the mix, and you have the makings of a comedy powerhouse. Hawke performs in such an outrageous wig that he ends up looking like Loretta Swit, but he picks up so many laughs, who cares? Technically, the production is sumptuous and worth the price of admission alone. Seamus Bourne has created a fine set that evokes the time period. It gives us a couple of buildings and lets our imagination fill in the rest. Andrew Bonnewell's lights are strong, and when he switches from overheads to footlights, it's a nice, subtle move. James Ricks' sound is sharp and well-placed. Even the pre-show music, which features contemporary rock tunes reinterpreted for a string quartet, serves to show us how art can be elastic and reinterpreted by different artists. Marguerite Joyner's costumes are simply amazing. The finery she puts her actors in is breathtaking and looks like every nickel of her budget ended up on stage. Director James Ricks is on the top of his game as he winds up these comedic actors and lets them play. Comedy is not a delicate creature, as some have suggested. Sometimes it's a big, sloppy, over-the-top creation that will cause you to fall over laughing and continue to do so all the way home. I think The Liar is the surprise of the season. Don't miss it. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.